All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now we're just a few days away from the 2018 NFL draft, and of course all 32 teams are looking to improve their chances of winning next season. Today I'm going to focus on the New York Football Giants, who are coming off of one of the worst seasons in franchise history. The Giants went 3-13 last season, thus they have earned, if you want to call it that, the second overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. But the Giants do have an opportunity to really strike it big in the first few days of this draft. You look at the Giants, like I just said, they have the second overall pick, but then they're going to be picking second in the second round, which is 34th overall. Then you look at the third round, they're going to have their pick, which is 66th overall, and then they get a pick from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from the Jason Pierre-Paul trade, so they're going to be picking 69th overall as well. And this is an opportunity for New York to fill some holes under general manager Dave Gettleman and head coach Pat Shurmur. You look at their options in round number one: Penn State running back Saquon Barkley, UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen, USC quarterback Sam Darnold, North Carolina State defensive end Bradley Chubb, and then you also look at Notre Dame guard Quentin Nelson. Then you look at the second round with some of their possibilities: Will Hernandez, a guard out of UTEP. It's a long shot that he might be around at that point. Offensive tackle Orlando Brown from Oklahoma. Outside linebacker Leighton Vander Esch, and this is a long shot right here, the outside linebacker from Boise, that he'll be available. Offensive tackle Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame. Center Frank Ragnow from Arkansas. And a pair of running backs out of Georgia in Nick Chubb and Sony Michel. Then you look at the third round as far as some potential targets for the Giants: Malik Jefferson, the outside linebacker from Texas; Tim Settle, the defensive tackle from Virginia Tech; Bradley Bozeman, the center from Alabama; Justin Reed, a free safety from Stanford; Arden Key, an outside linebacker from LSU; and Lorenzo Carter, a defensive end out of Georgia. I think it all boils down to what the Giants want to do with that first pick. And of course, that's second overall in the draft. Do they want to take the best player available on Saquon Barkley? Do they want to find a replacement for Eli Manning in either Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold? Or do they want to get that pass rush going with Bradley Chubb? Or do they want to go on the interior and fix that offensive line with Quentin Nelson? Number one, I think the Browns are going to take a quarterback ahead of the Giants, whether that be Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen. We'll have to wait and see. But the Giants are really sitting there in the catbird seat, because Saquon Barkley will be the best player available at that point. But if you're the Giants, do you want to fill another need and say to yourselves, you know what, we can still get a quality running back, whether it be Nick Chubb or Sony Michel, in the second round? Now, if the Giants go with Barkley in round number one, I definitely expect them to address the offensive line in round number two, and you're going to see guys like McGlinchey or Ragnow or even possibly Orlando Brown come there. At some point, the Giants, if they don't take Bradley Chubb in the first round, they're definitely going to address their defensive issues in round number three. You look at Malik Jefferson. I think he fits in to what the Giants are going to do with their new 3-4 press defense. And you can also look at Arden Key out of LSU. You know, he dealt with a lot of injuries last season, but this is a guy that is that stand-up edge rusher. He's long and he's lengthy, and he could be an impact player for this Giants team. And then also Lorenzo Carter out of Georgia Tech, 6'6", 250 pounds, and the Dogs had one of the better defenses in college football last season. And you want to see how that translates to the NFL, and he could be a possibility for the Giants in round number three. Now, the last time that the Giants had the second overall pick, you have to go back to 1981 when they drafted outside linebacker Lawrence Taylor. And whomever this is, they have the opportunity to be, you know, that guy that's going to get the Giants back to prominence. And if it's Saquon Barkley, obviously he's not a defender, but he does have the potential to have that type of impact on offense that a Lawrence Taylor did have on defense for the Giants throughout his career. But like I've said before, the Giants are in a prime position, and I really think between Gettleman and Shurmur, they are going to burn the midnight oil, and they're going to put this franchise in a good position to not only succeed at the upcoming draft, but more importantly, succeed on Sundays this fall. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.